I wrote the book report. I'm still sort of putting a cap on it, if I'm being totally honest. Literally, I have two more
finish
lines.
Finish your work. Yeah. Finish your work. Finish your work.
Now riff off that joke, please. Riff now, damn it.
Your plan was we were going to fill time?
Yes, riff now. I demand it.
Bam. 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 Bam.
Yeah. Vamp a little. Fill up an extra credit episode right now.
My name is Video High, and I'm here to say.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Cheese Doodles.
Yum. I like that you made a face, even though this is a podcast. Cheese Doodles.
Won't you?
Won't you?
Eating on mic is great. Podcasting.
Yeah, I like how you were like, I'm going to go get some podcasting snacks. Cheese Doodles.
Yeah, the most podcast friendly of all snack. You should use it as your sink pop.
Sink pop one.
Oh, God, I love the fact that Zoom made that so you crunched into it and we could
complete
not hear it.
Complete silence.
Complete silence on you.
Yeah, the emptiness of the cheese doodle promise you're giving us. This is the best snack ever. Makes no sound. No earthly sound.
What's the opposite of ASMR?
RMSA.
Okay. Yep.
Rimsa.
Sorry. All right.
We've run out of vamp.
You've done so well. Thank you so much.
We're going to need to vamp again in another like half an hour when someone comes to pick up a hard drive real fast.
I mean, I have a lot of thoughts about this movie, so
I could talk about this movie for days.
I'm going to need to have it explained to me for days.
Well, we can mansplain it to you.
Thank you. Jamie. Thank you.
Well, two of us can.
Hey. Yeah.
We can them explain it to
you. My pronouns are they them explain. My pronouns are well, actually.
You know what's ironic is with that joke, we could also open up to a conservative market, too.
Yes, we could.
It works for both sides.
Josh, you've written a joke that appeals to everyone.
It is the ultimate joke.
Look, I'm not proud. I'm not proud of this, okay? I think what I admire the most about this movie is two things, neither of which I'm proud of. One, in college, I once lied to a professor for 9 straight months that I had written a paper that I had not written. And I employed all the gaslighting techniques I could until I could finally write that paper at the last possible, truly the last possible second, learning that I, in fact, never needed to learn my lesson. That you could actually just sort of lie and prevaricate and get your way through life, and I'm not proud of that though. I do, but that energy in this movie, I truly admire. Also, Kim Cattrall's boobs, y'all. I don't care.
I knew it was coming.
Look upon me with judgment.
I thought the two things were going to be boob one and boob two.
That's what I thought too at first.
Also, I really loved the badassening of Dick Durkin also.
Yeah. Love
like that
the
was
term.
A very satisfying part of
it. Oh.
I know, we definitely glossed over second lead of this movie.
I feel bad about that because I do like him. I like him a lot.
Love. Well, also, to be fair, Act One
True.
Glosses over him.
Yeah.
So
he does recognize Scorpio. That did
the
happen.
The astrological sign for Scorpio, which
written in blood.
Sorry to all Scorpios out there for the slander that happens in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, well, you know, all serial killers are Scorpios.
And all Scorpios are evil.
You know, at the bar I work at the other day, you know, my whole life people have said whenever someone's asked my astrological sign, I've said Leo, and people have said some version of that makes sense to me. And I've never, you know, cared enough to care. And then the other day at the bar I work at, this guy and his son came in. The guy had like real, like powerful, palpable single dad energy. It was like really shucking up the bits and whatnot. His son at one point was like, I'm sorry, it was his birthday yesterday, so I'm here in town. seen his birthday. Sorry for him. He's a Leo. And I heard the words "that makes sense" comes out of my mouth, and I realized people have been insulting me. I realize what people have meant.
All right, I have to hold, pause. No one talk about Act One.
No, oh, damn it, I was going to do the exact same. So do you guys want to talk about Act One?
Ooh, should we talk about Act One? Oh.
Ooh, you guys want to talk about Act One without Jamie?
With Jamie.
You guys are nuts.
That's naughty.
I don't know. I feel weird. She'll know. Oh God, that suit at the end does look so bad, though. That makes so much sense.
It had a certain charm, I think.
But come on, after that movie, I mean, Jamie didn't say we couldn't talk about Act Three. After the slow reveal, yeah. After the soft opening of the creature.
No, we've been talking about Act 3.
No. You've got nothing on us. We were talking about Act 3. You got absolutely nothing on us, Kennedy.
That's what I like to hear.
It's that accent, huh?
I think it's good enough.
It's hard to keep up an accent.
Sometimes people suddenly talk Australian. Podcasts aren't about the little details.
Nobody expects this Australian inclusion.
It's about the big picture.
It's not about the big picture. It's about the whole podcast recording. It's not about little details.
No one's going to notice it.
Sometimes a sketch has no ending.
I like hearing an Irish cop say "ruh-oh" because it makes me think about what an Irish Scooby-Doo would be like.
Really, Raggy.
Scooby-O-Dill.
Scooby-O-Doo.
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 It sounds like the beginning of like a Irish ballad. Scooby-Dooby-Dooby. Scooby-Dooby-Doo. Where are you? Scooby-Doo.
You know what really ties the whole room together, I think, is the chief. Because the chief's like maybe the only sane man in an insane world where he's just screaming at everyone, trying desperately to get some kind of sense out of all.
But he's
this.
Also like every archetype of a police. Like you can take him out of the dystopian apocalypse they're apparently living in. Yeah. And he's just from any other cop movie being like, I need your badge. You're a loose cannon, Stone.
Okay, I'm going to take your badge. And here's your badge right back.
That's most of what Chief seemed to do.
Yeah.
They mostly seem to just like hold on to badges for a while.
Yeah. Who authorized these guns? I did? Okay.
Here's your gun. Don't use a bigger gun. All right, use a bigger gun.
That's what the police station is. Is it's a gun person who either who has a room full of everyone's guns and you take the guns you want, or the chief who has a room full of everyone's badges. Also, he's the one who sticks the landing.
Yeah.
Because he's that role, he's the one who's like, you're telling me this is some sort of heart-eating demon who's bringing the souls down to hell of his victims?
He has my favorite line in the
yes,
entire
that is exactly what
fucking movie. Which is like, you want me to put it out in APB on somebody who looks like the devil, goes by the name of Satan? So great.
Yeah. Yeah. Would help. It would sure be a help if you did.
He gets the, I'm tired of these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane. Gets that in a long shot while he's walking away from camera.
Berating random people.
That's his last thing in the movie. Is
oh
that.
My God, it is.
Oh, right. Wow.
He leaves.
A wrap on this guy, everybody.
Yeah, he's out, right? The movie with, wait, so you're telling me it's literally an incarnate evil? And Rucker Hauer and Alistair, whatever guy, Alistair Crowley or whatever, like, walk away with a small army's worth of guns, and this guy just gets to mutter for the rest of the scene going like, oh, so what you're saying is that it's the devil and everything's, oh, and giant rat people are going to come and kill my wife, and geez, take my wife, please, you know?
And I know that that is selling past the clothes, right? But in this sense, for me at least, it's like a bar doing that. You know, and that's good. That's like, it's
always
like,
be closing. Yeah.
But I did sort of like, there was a moment in like in the first half of the second act where I actually thought this movie was artfully withholding things. Like it sort of accomplished what I assumed they were trying to do. Right. Whereas like that first little hint of flashback when they're down, it's sepia toned and a much fuller headed Rucker Hauer is down in the tunnels with his partner, and then in that first flash anyway, we just see Rucker Hauer turn around and kind of like look around like, huh, where'd you go? When I was still grasping at what possibly split second could mean, I was like, oh, that's kind of like, he turns around, his partner's dead. It happens like that in a split second. Like that's a cool thing. I hope I don't see any more of this flashback. It would be really nice if that was all of the flashback we got. That was enough information while providing no actual information, right? In the same way, we just like jump out of this movie too, which is what's so
it just ends.
Jump in and jump out.
I sort of watched this movie grow up, right? It's like at the beginning of this movie, I was like, what's going on here? These are just, we're in flooded dark rooms. I remember at like 30 minutes in, I was like, nothing's happened yet. What's going on? Like, and then at like 45 minutes in, I was like, hey, slow down. Whoa. Come on. Too many concepts. I know you're going to have to pull an e-brake at some point. And boy, howdy, was I right. Boy, howdy. Do we eject from this movie?
It pulls the ripcord from out of you, and it's does. Wonderful. Yeah.
And you can brace for it, but you're never quite ready. You're never really ready.
This is the plot of Predator 2.
Is it now?
Like,
okay, yeah, actually,
the
a
plot
little bit,
maybe,
yeah.
But that's
No. That, it's not the execution.
Yeah.
No, but it kind of is.
But plot is real similar. Like,
yeah, because you've never seen.
I've never seen. I've only seen Prey and that Predator that came out.
Oh, and the Shane Black.
Black.
The only Predator movie Jamie's seen is Eat, Pray, Love.
Yep.
So in the second one, the Predator goes to L.A., right?
No, it's in New York.
It's in New York? I thought it was L.A.
Yeah. Predator escaped from New York?
He escapes to New York.
Oh, okay.
And, oh my God, I have to do this side tangent. I am so sorry. The musical Escape to Margaritaville for some goddamn reason in my head I keep calling it Escape from Margaritaville, which is to me a more interesting plot.
It promises a much more interesting
like
plot.
Like Margaritaville is exploding and you have to
technically
I'm thinking about it like Hotel California
where you start
wanting to be there. You go to Margaritaville, and then after a while, you're like, I've been stuck in Margaritaville for a long time. I'm just trying to find my lost Shaker of Salt. And people are like, yeah, you know, we've been looking for a long time. It's like, oh, shit, maybe I got to get out of here.
Right, truly wasting. There's people in there truly wasting away. just like fused to like the Margaritaville like booths.
The island of Dr. Buffett.
I'm the son of a sailor who was here many years ago.
The cheeseburgers in paradise are people. Yeah.
When he meant cheeseburger in paradise, he meant you're the cheese.
Oh my God. You could have like Nightbreed type villains in this story that were finheads.
Yes.
Oh
my God. Anything can be an eldritch horror, guys. We gotta make this.
You just gotta put your mind to it.
Yeah, I think we should make a musical.
Yeah, a Jimmy Buffett musical, eldritch horror. I love it.
Yeah.
God, what the hell was I saying? Oh, L.A.
Predator.
Predator, not L.A.
You had a split second. You did a split second.
I did. So Danny Glover is like a cop that ends up
is
hunting.
Is he too old for that shit?
He always is. Oh, as wow. always. Fun fact, he was born too old for that shit. His first words were, "Mommy, too old."
Did any of you ever read, this probably to be cut, did you ever read, because I don't really have a funny point, I just find it interesting, the Dan Simmons novel Hyperion or any of the Hyperion Cantos?
Wait. I think I did. I haven't thought about that in years.
It's like it's like a fantasy sci-fi.
I definitely
thing
know that book cover.
The beast, the scary thing in this novel, is a hyper fast, like imperceptibly fast, indestructible immortal being named the Shrike.
Yes. Oh my God.
Wait, why have I heard of that?
I haven't thought about this in years.
It's described as being this like creature which just like made of knives, essentially.
Yeah, here's the cover.
And it just moves so fast. You know, the whole book's about these people being in this like future.
Yeah, my grandpa lent this book to
future
me.
Thing. In this like future world, it's this whole story about these people being sacrificed to it for whatever reason that I'm failing to remember. But what sticks with me from reading that book, however long ago I read it, was this creature that like just moves so quick it can't be met, and like weirdly, kind of as we've been describing, has these characters, one of whom I believe is an ex, you know, space cop. One is like a educated blah blah blah, you know, and then there's a whole
Handle
other
your
cast
space
of characters,
badge. I went like, to space Oxford.
Yeah, but they're on their way to meet. They know they're on their way to meet this Shrike, and they're having this sort of acid trippy reflection on their what they assume to be their eventual death, while also thinking about fighting it. And then it's like the fear is this thing that like can't be stopped and like comes in, and they find bodies ripped up all the time in that book. It's like. And it was written 2 years before this, so. Or like four, maybe three or four That's years. Before.
Wow. There's some funny things in this. This movie, be end of dazing before Arnold even has a twinkle in his eye about it, which is, End of Days, his 2000 movie where he.
There's someone in my house with my family eating my birthday cake. We all know it.
What? Yeah.
I
know. I remember.
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger versus the devil.
I'm thinking of.
No, that's the clone one you're thinking of, right?
Yeah.
That's the clone one.
Yeah.
I'm thinking
No, no, no. It's End of Days is Arnold Schwarzenegger versus the devil.
Amazing. What?
Right.
Do I need to watch this?
I've known about it. I've never seen that movie.
But it's also funny because this movie is like copping so much shit from Arnold. Like he rolls up looking like a racer 4 years before that movie is made. He's chomping a big cigar, which is Arnold's fucking shtick. He's talking about dystopian climate fucked. The U.S. won't work with the U.N., to work out the climate crisis, which is like literally like his whole thing when he's the governor. Like this movie is like the roadmap for Arnold's next 15 years.
I love this.
Right. This demon in this movie is whichever one Arnold sold his soul to, so that ridiculous caricature of a human being could become the biggest star. Yeah, he carved a 15 picture plan.
Arnold, in order for you to have the next 20 years of your life, you need to sign this what's your name, Dick? All right, you gotta sign Dick here with with this sacrificial blade.
Don't break the circle.
Yeah.
what zodiac sign are you? Scorpio? Perfect. Great.
That would suck so bad for Dick, because Schwarzenegger's such a long name to carve into.
Oh, God. Oh,
he's a Leo.
Oh, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Video high.
Simple Equations. Podcast Network.